Have you ever felt like the weight of the world is on your shoulders? Do you sometimes feel like you're navigating through life without a map, unsure of which way to turn? Imagine being able to call on someone who has the answers to all your questions, the strength for all your weaknesses, and the love for all your fears. What if I told you that you don't have to imagine it? There is someone you can call on first and foremost in every situation: God. He is always ready to listen, ready to answer, and ready to guide you through the storm. Today, let us at making God first in everything and calling Him only, and I am going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. When life gets tough, our first instinct might be to turn to friends, family, or even social media for advice and comfort. While these sources can provide temporary relief, they are not the ultimate answer. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6, NIV, says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." This scripture emphasizes the importance of seeking God's wisdom above our own or anyone else's. In our modern world, it's easy to forget the importance of turning to God first. The plethora of available advice and opinions can make us feel that we are equipped to handle life's challenges on our own. However, Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6 calls us to place our trust in God fully. Leaning on our understanding or the understanding of others, no matter how well-intentioned, can lead us astray. Only God, in His omniscience, can guide us correctly through the complexities of life. King David is a prime example of someone who consistently called on God first. Despite being a mighty warrior and king, David recognized his need for divine guidance. In Psalm 18 verse 6, NIV, David writes, "In my distress I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help. From His temple He heard my voice. My cry came before Him, into His ears." David knew that true strength and wisdom come from God alone. Throughout his life, whether facing the giant Goliath, fleeing from Saul, or leading Israel, David's first recourse was to seek God's counsel and strength. Another powerful example is found in the story of Jehoshaphat, king of Judah. Faced with an overwhelming enemy army, Jehoshaphat did not first turn to his military advisors or allies. Instead, he resolved to inquire of the Lord and proclaimed a fast for all Judah, 2 Chronicles 20 verse 3, NIV. Jehoshaphat prayed, "We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on You," 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12, NIV. His faith and reliance on God were rewarded when the Lord delivered Judah from their enemies without them having to fight, 2 Chronicles 20 verses 22 to 23, NIV. This story underscores the transformative power of seeking God's guidance in times of crisis. The New Testament also offers guidance on prioritizing our relationship with God. In Matthew 6 verse 33, NIV, Jesus teaches, "But seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be given to you as well." Here, Jesus emphasizes that our primary focus should be on God and His righteousness. When we prioritize our relationship with God, everything else falls into place according to His divine plan. Furthermore, the Apostle Paul reinforces the idea of turning to God first in Philippians 4 verses 6 to 7, NIV, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Paul encourages believers to approach God with their concerns before succumbing to anxiety. The peace that comes from God surpasses human understanding and provides comfort and clarity. In practical terms, calling on God first means starting our day with prayer and reading the Bible, seeking His guidance in our decisions, and relying on His strength in our struggles. It's about making God the cornerstone of our lives. When we cultivate a habit of turning to God first, we build a foundation that withstands life's trials. The importance of calling on God first cannot be overstated. Scriptural examples, from David to Jehoshaphat to the teachings of Jesus and Paul, all emphasize the need to seek God's wisdom and guidance above all else. By prioritizing our relationship with God, we find true wisdom, strength, and peace that the world cannot offer. One of the most dramatic examples of calling on God first is seen in the story of Moses and the Israelites at the Red Sea. Trapped between Pharaoh's advancing army and the seemingly impassable Red Sea, the Israelites were gripped by fear and despair. Their immediate reaction was to doubt and criticize Moses for leading them into what appeared to be a death trap. However, Moses' response highlights the importance of faith and seeking God's intervention first. In Exodus 14 verses 13 to 14, NIV, Moses calms the people by saying, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." By turning to God in a moment of crisis, Moses demonstrated unwavering faith and trust in divine intervention. God responded to Moses' call for help by parting the Red Sea, allowing the Israelites to cross on dry ground and escape the pursuing Egyptians. The sea then closed over the Egyptians, ensuring their defeat and showcasing God's power and faithfulness. This story teaches us that when we are faced with seemingly insurmountable obstacles, our first response should be to call on God. It's a powerful reminder that God can make a way where there seems to be no way, providing deliverance and victory in the midst of our greatest challenges. Another profound example of calling on God first is found in the story of King Jehoshaphat. Faced with an imminent invasion by a coalition of enemy forces, Jehoshaphat's reaction was not to gather his military advisors or devise a strategic plan based on human wisdom. Instead, he turned immediately to God, seeking divine guidance and intervention. In 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12, NIV, Jehoshaphat prayed earnestly, "Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." This prayer exemplifies humility and total dependence on God, acknowledging their helplessness and looking to Him for rescue. God answered Jehoshaphat's prayer by reassuring him through a prophetic message that the battle was not theirs, but God's. The following day, as they went out in faith, God caused confusion among the enemy forces, leading them to turn on each other and annihilate themselves. Judah's army did not have to engage in battle. Their victory was secured by God's intervention. Jehoshaphat's example underscores the power of seeking God first in times of overwhelming difficulty. His story teaches us that when we place our trust in God and call upon Him, He is faithful to respond, often in ways that surpass our understanding and expectation. These biblical examples of Moses and Jehoshaphat illustrate the transformative power of calling on God first. When faced with dire circumstances, both leaders chose to seek divine guidance rather than relying on their own abilities or external advice. Their stories remind us that God's wisdom and power are far superior to any human solution. By turning to God first, we not only invite His intervention, but also demonstrate our faith and trust in His sovereignty. As we navigate the challenges of life, let us remember to call on God first, trusting that He will make a way and provide the deliverance and wisdom we need. Jesus emphasized the importance of persistent prayer through the parable of the persistent widow, which is found in Luke 18 verses 1 to 8, NIV. In this parable, Jesus tells of a widow who continually approaches a judge with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." Despite the judge's initial reluctance, he eventually grants her request due to her persistence. The unjust judge, who neither feared God nor cared about people, is moved to act because of the widow's relentless appeals. Jesus uses this parable to draw a powerful contrast. If an unjust judge can be swayed by persistence, how much more will our loving and just Father respond to his children who cry out to him day and night? Jesus explicitly states the purpose of the parable in Luke 18 verse 1, NIV. Then Jesus told his disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. The lesson here is clear. Persistent prayer is a vital aspect of our relationship with God. It reflects our faith, trust, and reliance on Him. Unlike the unjust judge, God is always attentive and willing to answer our prayers, but He values our persistence as it strengthens our faith and aligns our hearts with His will. Daniel is another remarkable example of persistent prayer, demonstrating unwavering dedication to calling on God regardless of the circumstances. During a time when it was decreed that anyone who prayed to any god or human being other than King Darius would be thrown into the lion's den, Daniel remained steadfast in his commitment to God. Daniel 6 verse 10, NIV, states, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." Despite knowing the severe consequences, Daniel continued his practice of praying three times a day, showing his unwavering faith and dedication to God. His persistent prayer life was not an act of defiance, but a testament to his deep, consistent relationship with God. Daniel's faithfulness in prayer ultimately led to his miraculous deliverance from the lion's den. As God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouths and protect him, Daniel 6 verse 22, NIV. Daniel's story teaches us that persistent prayer is an expression of faith that can bring about divine intervention and miraculous outcomes. It also highlights the importance of maintaining a regular prayer routine, regardless of external pressures or threats. Daniel's example encourages believers to prioritize their relationship with God above all else, demonstrating that persistent prayer can lead to divine protection and blessings. The biblical examples of the persistent widow and Daniel illustrate the importance and power of calling on God with persistence and dedication. The parable of the persistent widow teaches us that if an unjust judge can be moved by persistence, our loving Father is even more willing to respond to our persistent prayers. Daniel's unwavering commitment to prayer, even in the face of life-threatening consequences, shows the profound impact of a faithful prayer life. These stories remind us that persistent and dedicated prayer is essential in our walk with God. By calling on Him consistently and with faith, we open ourselves to His guidance, protection, and blessings, reinforcing the truth that God is always ready to respond to His children. When life gets tough, our first instinct might be to turn to friends, family, or even social media for advice and comfort. While these sources can provide temporary relief, they are not the ultimate answer. Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6, NIV, says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." This scripture emphasizes the importance of seeking God's wisdom above our own or anyone else's. One of the most dramatic examples of calling on God first is seen in the story of Moses and the Israelites at the Red Sea. Trapped between Pharaoh's advancing army and the seemingly impassable Red Sea, the Israelites were gripped by fear and despair. Their immediate reaction was to doubt and criticize Moses for leading them into what appeared to be a death trap. However, Moses' response highlights the importance of faith and seeking God's intervention first. In Exodus 14 verses 13 to 14, NIV, Moses calms the people by saying, "Do not be afraid. Stand firm, and you will see the deliverance the Lord will bring you today. The Egyptians you see today you will never see again. The Lord will fight for you. You need only to be still." By turning to God in a moment of crisis, Moses demonstrated unwavering faith and trust in divine intervention. God responded to Moses' call for help by parting the Red Sea, allowing the Israelites to cross on dry ground and escape the pursuing Egyptians. The sea then closed over the Egyptians, ensuring their defeat and showcasing God's power and faithfulness. This story teaches us that when we are faced with seemingly insurmountable obstacles, our first response should be to call on God. It's a powerful reminder that God can make a way where there seems to be no way, providing deliverance and victory in the midst of our greatest challenges. Another profound example of calling on God first is found in the story of King Jehoshaphat. Faced with an imminent invasion by a coalition of enemy forces, Jehoshaphat's reaction was not to gather his military advisors or devise a strategic plan based on human wisdom. Instead, he turned immediately to God, seeking divine guidance and intervention. In 2 Chronicles 20 verse 12, NIV, Jehoshaphat prayed earnestly, "Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no power to face this vast army that is attacking us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are on you." This prayer exemplifies humility and total dependence on God, acknowledging their helplessness and looking to Him for rescue. God answered Jehoshaphat's prayer by reassuring him through a prophetic message that the battle was not theirs, but God's. The following day, as they went out in faith, God caused confusion among the enemy forces, leading them to turn on each other and annihilate themselves. Judah's army did not have to engage in battle. Their victory was secured by God's intervention. Jehoshaphat's example underscores the power of seeking God first in times of overwhelming difficulty. His story teaches us that when we place our trust in God and call upon Him, He is faithful to respond, often in ways that surpass our understanding and expectations. Jesus emphasized the importance of persistent prayer through the parable of the persistent widow, which is found in Luke 18 verses 1 to 8 NIV. In this parable, Jesus tells of a widow who continually approaches a judge with the plea, "Grant me justice against my adversary." Despite the judge's initial reluctance, he eventually grants her request due to her persistence. The unjust judge, who neither feared God nor cared about people, is moved to act because of the widow's relentless appeals. Jesus uses this parable to draw a powerful contrast. If an unjust judge can be swayed by persistence, how much more will our loving and just Father respond to His children who cry out to Him day and night? Jesus explicitly states the purpose of the parable in Luke 18 verse 1, NIV. Then Jesus told His disciples a parable to show them that they should always pray and not give up. The lesson here is clear. Persistent prayer is a vital aspect of our relationship with God. It reflects our faith, trust, and reliance on Him. Unlike the unjust judge, God is always attentive and willing to answer our prayers, but He values our persistence as it strengthens our faith and aligns our hearts with His will. Daniel is another remarkable example of persistent prayer, demonstrating unwavering dedication to calling on God regardless of the circumstances. During a time when it was decreed that anyone who prayed to any god or human being other than King Darius would be thrown into the lion's den, Daniel remained steadfast in his commitment to God. Daniel 6 verse 10, NIV, states, "Now when Daniel learned that the decree had been published, he went home to his upstairs room where the windows opened toward Jerusalem. Three times a day he got down on his knees and prayed, giving thanks to his God, just as he had done before." Despite knowing the severe consequences, Daniel continued his practice of praying three times a day, showing his unwavering faith and dedication to God. His persistent prayer life was not an act of defiance, but a testament to his deep, consistent relationship with God. Daniel's faithfulness in prayer ultimately led to his miraculous deliverance from the lion's den. As God sent an angel to shut the lion's mouths and protect him, Daniel 6 verse 22, NIV. Daniel's story teaches us that persistent prayer is an expression of faith that can bring about divine intervention and miraculous outcomes. It also highlights the importance of maintaining a regular prayer routine, regardless of external pressures or threats. Daniel's example encourages believers to prioritize their relationship with God above all else, demonstrating that persistent prayer can lead to divine protection and blessings. One of the challenges of calling on God first is waiting for His answer. In our fast-paced world, we often expect immediate responses. However, God's timing is perfect, even when it doesn't align with our own. Isaiah 40 verse 31 in NIV assures us, "But those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint." Abraham and Sarah were promised a child, but they had to wait many years before Isaac was born. During the waiting period, they experienced doubt and even tried to take matters into their own hands, resulting in the birth of Ishmael. However, God's promise was fulfilled in His perfect timing. Genesis 21 verses 1-2 NIV states, "Now the Lord was gracious to Sarah as He had said, and the Lord did for Sarah what He had promised. Sarah became pregnant and bore a son to Abraham in his old age, at the very time God had promised him." This story highlights the importance of patience and trust in God's promises. Even when circumstances seem hopeless and the wait feels unbearable, God's timing is always perfect. Abraham and Sarah's experience teaches us to remain faithful and trust that God will fulfill His promises, even if it takes longer than we expect. The importance of calling on God first cannot be overstated. Scriptural examples, from Moses and Jehoshaphat to the teachings of Jesus and Paul, all emphasize the need to seek God's wisdom and guidance above all else. Persistent and patient prayer, as demonstrated by the persistent widow and Daniel, is crucial in our relationship with God. By prioritizing our relationship with God and waiting on His perfect timing, we find true wisdom, strength, and peace that the world cannot offer. When life gets tough, our first instinct might be to turn to friends, family, or even social media for advice and comfort. While these sources can provide temporary relief, they are not the ultimate answer. Proverbs 3 verses 5-6 NIV says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways submit to Him, and He will make your path straight." This scripture emphasizes the importance of seeking God's wisdom above our own or anyone else's. One of the most dramatic examples of calling on God first is seen in the story of Moses and the Israelites at the Red Sea. Trapped between Pharaoh's advancing army and the seemingly impassable Red Sea, the Israelites were gripped by fear and despair. Their immediate reaction was to doubt and criticize Moses for leading them into what appeared to be a death trap. However, Moses' response highlights the importance of faith and seeking God's intervention first. Jesus Himself promised in Matthew 7 verses 7-8 NIV, "Ask and it will be given to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and the door will be opened to you." Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself. Save me from people who will not lead me to you. Save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong. Make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comment section and share with us your testimony too in the comment section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, you came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comments section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, Our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comment section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.